The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, there were many all over the country this week wondering whether to start packing their tweed jackets, trilby hats or even thermals for Cheltenham. There were bets on as to whether the racing festival would be called off. It still looks like it's going ahead. We called out to Gavin Cromwell's yard in County Meath yesterday to meet the trainer and the owners of one of the festival hopefuls. Darver Star is owned by Lotto winner Simon Fagan and breeders Pat Cluskey and Sean Fanning.
Gavin, Richard, how are you?
Richard, how are you? Nice to meet you.
It's very busy here around the yard, a lot of horses. I presume those horses that I see just in from a gallop, they're not travelling to Cheltenham, are they?
They're not. The horses that are going to Cheltenham, they had a little jump this morning. That's their last little piece before they head away.
Any sign of nerves? I'm talking about the horses now.
Well, thankfully they don't know what's happening at the moment, but yeah, I know, it's good. It's good. Good nerves.
Knocked on your door at dawn.
You had a fantastic Cheltenham last year with Espoir Dalan, and tragically the horse had an accident and had to be put down.
Yeah, look, an absolute disaster. Only a young horse, a 5-year-old, they're unheard of to win the champion hurdle. Well, a few have won them, but it's not common. A very impressive winner, and you know his future looked very bright, and it was a very sad time for everyone, and it still is, you know, and for everybody in the Ireland. But anyway, look, we have to lift our heads and move on, and it was fantastic that he achieved what he achieved.
Now that was the champion hurdle last year. Champion hurdle this year, Darver Star. How is the star shaping up? Is he fairly relaxed?
Yeah, great. I've been very happy with him. He ran a cracker in the Irish Champion Hurdle. He was beaten a half a length by Honeysuckle. He's come out of the race really good, and we're all very excited, and hopefully they're there in one piece.
And generally, do they settle well after the boat journey and they're in a different environment? They've a couple of days, they'll get over there Saturday evening, so they've a couple of days to get used to it.
Yeah, absolutely, and they'll ride out over there. Some travel better than others. Some take it in their stride, and they'll go across and they'll eat and drink. You hear a lot of people on about, did he eat up last night? But it's more important, did they drink last night? You know, they have to keep themselves hydrated. Some horses just don't do it, and they, you know, the strange environment, they don't take to it. But fingers crossed, I think the bunch we have going across are pretty laid back, and I think they will take to it.
Let me see the colts that will run next year.
Richard, yeah, here we are with Darver Star here, if you want to come and meet him.
Oh, great, I'll go in and say hello. Settled, very relaxed.
He's a fantastic temperament.
Little does he know the big crowds and all the fuss that lies ahead of him in a few days' time.
All the fuss that's going on about him at the moment, never mind in a few days' time.
Fantastic. And he's 8 years old. He's probably at the peak of the age, would he be, for racing in that?
He comes with a different type of a profile in the fact that he was a late starter due to an injury early in his career. So I suppose he's 8 with relatively low miles on the clock.
Great. Simon, are you looking forward to this trip to Cheltenham?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it very much. So it's been coming this couple of months, and it's on the doorstep now, and everybody's talking about it at home, and we've had a real good week, and we've enjoyed every bit of it, and we just want Avastar to do his business on the day and come home safe, and we'll be happy, and we're delighted for everyone here in the yard and that he's going, you know.
Now, this is your first... having your first horse race at Cheltenham. Have you been to Cheltenham at all before?
Never been to Cheltenham before, you don't know. Never been over, so that I always wanted to probably go over and say every year I go, and then I didn't, and so I'm going now anyway, so, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Now, you guys got together as a syndicate in unusual circumstances, Simon, because you won the lotto, $3.6 million in the lotto, and some of it's going into this horse.
Some of it. Well, a good bit went into it.
Have you any left?
A bit. No, yeah, that's right. Back in 2013. But look, that's I've enjoyed every bit of it. Pat came to me and asked me to get involved. He's a family friend, and look, probably the best. I'm delighted for these guys more than myself. I'm only there, I had 30 odd years. I'm only coming in first year with them, and you know, so I'm just enjoying the ride, you know.
Pat, you've obviously been interested and involved in horses for a long time. You bred this horse, Darver Star.
Yeah, myself and Sean here bred him. The breed has been quite good over the years to us, like, you know, and we always thought we had good horses until we got a really good horse, and this is a really good horse now.
Every day we're just, it's nothing, we're talking about it all the time. We were there before with a horse way back, what was it, 10 years ago?
10 years ago, yeah.
And we know what it's about, so, but not to run in a champion hurdle. We ran in the, what was it, the county hurdle the last time we were in?
Vincent O'Brien.
Yeah, Vincent O'Brien hurdle it was at that time. And no, looking forward to it, yeah.
And Simon, what about for you? People say that there's one obvious, definite way to lose money, and that is to go into horses. Were you worried about that? That some of your winnings might get heavily depleted, or are you hoping to turn it into more?
Well, we hope to turn it into more now. At the moment, we have done so. Look, I wouldn't like to be going in owning horses on my own. Definitely not. I wouldn't like to take the chance on it.
At the time when you won the lotto, you sounded like someone quite determined that it wasn't going to completely change your life. You said you were going to take it easy. You bought your first car, a second-hand Hyundai at the time. I don't know if you still have it or not.
Still have it, yeah.
Have you?
Still have it. No, look, I just kept... I kept the same way, and I'm still the same. There's no point in changing. I think that's why it's worked out so well for me. I went on. I didn't do anything, go any wild with it or anything. And I suppose Darver Star's given me a... Probably, look, we're in the limelight all week, and it's something I didn't do when I won the lotto. I shied away from it, but this is a different setup, and we're enjoying the bit of crack with it, you know.
Have you been drinking? No, nor sleeping.
What are you expecting when you get over there? Have you planned out how you're going to spend your time?
Well, I'm travelling over on Sunday, so I am, and I don't like flying, so I'm going on the ferry, so I'm a day earlier going over, and just enjoy the, take in the atmosphere of it, see what it's like, have a walk around Cheltenham Town on Monday and have a few beers, and just enjoyed everything about it, enjoyed the 2 years, enjoyed all this year up and down the country, something I never thought I'd be doing.
Hopefully you're not too worried about the coronavirus. You might pick up the Guinness virus more quickly, would you?
When you're over there.
The only problem is they say people with underlying health problems, and I have got a lung problem, so I hope and God it doesn't strike. Well, it doesn't stop me talking ever. What do you call it? Ah, please God, now it'll go by without any problems.
Look, it would be a shock and disappointment. We wouldn't be honest to say we have been worried about it all week. That's why each day goes on, you get a little bit thinking, well, it's not going to happen. But look, at the end of the day, if it has to be called off, people's health is more important than what we're going to do, you know. Yeah. And so that's all I say on it, you know.
Do you be over here annoying Gavin every couple of days with how things are going? And has he sneezed? Has he coughed? How's the horse doing?
No, I don't tend coming over. We don't be over that often. Just maybe just before he runs any race, I'd like to just come over the week before it. But Pat does keep Gavin on the toes, I think.
No, well, I'll tell you, the one thing about when you have a horse in training, when you see a horse, the trainer's name coming up on the phone, you are inclined to get a bit worried now, like, you know, but thank God now it hasn't happened too often.
Are they hard work, Gavin? Are they hard to please?
No, they're not. They're not. They're great lads. Very enthusiastic, and it's, you know, it's fantastic to see that they're having success and they're enjoying the success. You know, there's plenty of people out there who wouldn't enjoy it as much as these lads are enjoying it.
What's the prize money if Darver Star wins?
It's around 250,000 sterling or something like that.
I don't look
for the winner.
I was lucky enough to win it last year. So, yeah.
So Gavin knows.
It's a 450,000 total prize fund. Yeah.
I don't know about the guys, but it's
The prize money is fantastic, but it's not really about the prize money.
No.
Cheltenham is Cheltenham.
It's immortality. It's what we're talking about. Like, do you know? And it doesn't knock too often for us, like, you know. So hopefully we'll make the most of this.